Hello, book lovers. It is terrific to be joining you again today. It is terrific to have an incredible new Australian novel to discuss. My name is Andrew Popel. Join me every Saturday for Final Draft, and that is particularly pertinent right now because today's book club also happens to be the author who will be featured this weekend. Now, today I've got a thought-provoking and timely new young adult novel. It is called Borderland. It is from Graham Ackhurst. Graham is a Cockamamie writer who grew up in Mianjin. He's a lecturer of Australian Indigenous Studies and Creative Writing at UTS, and Borderland is his first novel. Jono is finishing high school and trying to find his place in the world. At school, he always felt like he stuck out. As one of only two Indigenous students, along with his best friend Jenny, Jono was targeted by students, always felt like he had to work twice as hard to get half as far. And now Jono and Jenny are starting at the Aboriginal Performing Arts Centre, and Jono's still not sure. He doesn't know who his mob are, he feels adrift, and the other students, they still single him out. When an opportunity comes along for Jono and Jenny to work with a documentary crew filming in the Queensland desert, they jump at the chance. The gig is in support of a fracking project, though, and Jono's instincts are telling him there's a lot more to this trip than he initially suspects. Jono's story centres around the question of identity, and it explodes that notion to explore how identity, country, and culture are entwined for Indigenous people. Jono feels like many of us will at some point in our lives. He's clearly talented. He achieved a scholarship, went to an exclusive private school. He won his audition for the documentary. But Jono never feels like this is enough. Throughout Borderland, Graham Ackhurst shows us that Jono's achievements, though, they're only part of the journey he's on. In a key early scene, Jono has to perform in front of his dance class. He's unprepared, but he takes to the floor, and as he dances, he expresses something within himself. It's an opening up that takes Jono on a step towards becoming his true self. As we move from Jono's school to his time at the Performing Arts Centre and then out into the desert for the documentary, we meet an ensemble cast, each of whom is on their own journey into identity. From those strong in their ties to the land to those just learning about this connection, Borderland is at pains to ensure all readers can see the processes and the individuality of this learning, this connection. Borderland is a pacey novel. It hurdles along and it takes the reader along Jono's path into manhood. The pace of the journey, it's reflected in Jono's own unsettledness, his own unpreparedness. As he learns more about himself, he's shocked by the ruptures to his life and is even beset by what he thinks are panic attacks. We're given the sense that Jono, he has to overcome if he is going to survive. At the heart of the novel is the transformation that Jono will make as he learns about his true self. There's an incredible twist here that I only want to allude to it. I do feel safe in reflecting on my conversation with Graham Ackhurst. Join me this Saturday. In my conversation with Graham, where he reflected that he wanted the kind of inspiring story about a young Indigenous man that he just didn't have when he was growing up. Jono's journey of discovery, it takes him out into the Queensland desert, onto traditional lands being denuded by fracking. Jono and the documentary crew must reconcile their work communicating about the mining and the communities that it potentially threatens. Jono, in his turn, must also reconcile the deeper threats to country and the deep bond that he's only just discovering within him. As a white reader, I can reflect that I have only a shallow understanding of country, what it is, what it means in Indigenous cultures and cosmologies. It's a concept that I feel we must approach with open minds and respect if we're ever going to learn about this land that we live on. Graham Ackhurst's Borderland, it's a terrific read. It is a page-turner, but it also opens up the door to learning more about how culture and country exist for First Nations people and their importance in both the past, but also the present and our future together. So today I've brought you Graham Ackhurst's Borderland. It is a young adult novel. It deals with some incredible themes that I think resonate for everyone. Check it out. Join me this Saturday. I will be speaking with Graham for Final Draft. And look, stay tuned. Keep coming back next week. I will have a new book. For now, though, see you later. Happy reading.